It's a celebration of excellence on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, this week, we recognize some of the bold, fearless, and confident students, staff, and faculty. Their work and their dedication has motivated us to celebrate them, the award winners of the school year 2019-2020. The first of two student workers is the most valuable student worker of the year, and that award goes to Madison Flanagan.
Madison Flanagan joins us now. She is the most valuable work-study student this year. Madison, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what department do you work in, and what are some of the duties that you have as a work-study student?
I work in the Multicultural Affairs Department, and some of the things I do is just help Ms. Johnson take paperwork where it needs to go, run mail down for her, clean up when she asks me to, stuff like that.
So what are you studying at Tennessee Tech?
I'm a biology major.
Okay. What year are you in school?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's been kind of a weird freshman year for you, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
Well, how has making the transition online been for you this spring semester?
It's been harder than what I expected, you know, with all the distractions at home. And it's definitely a better environment being on campus.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to getting back on campus?
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
Now, do you enjoy working in a multicultural affairs office?
Yes, I love everyone up there. They're all so nice. And, you know, I've made many friends being up there, so it's been a really good opportunity.
Great. All right. Well, congratulations on winning the award again. Do you have any big plans this summer?
Not really. I hope we can get out and do some stuff, but just now we're just waiting to see what all we can do.
All right, Madison Flanagan, the most valuable work-study student this year at Tennessee Tech. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, the next student worker award is the University Academic Service Scholarship Student of the Year, and the winner of that award is Hannah Cowan.
And Hannah Cowan joins us now. She is the most valuable scholarship student. Hannah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor.
So what was your semester? What has it been like for you?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of craziness this semester, but I've had the phenomenal support of faculty and staff, and I've had some great papers that I've written with the help of my professors, and I've taken a few trips, and it's been an honor to finish up the semester at Tech. So.
Now, what are you majoring in, and where are you from?
I'm majoring in history, minoring in English and French. I'm from McMinnville, Tennessee.
Okay. And what are you going to do this summer?
This summer I'm getting married. Oh. And afterwards, my fiance and I are moving to Charleston, and we're going to start grad school.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I guess this is a pretty neat way to wrap up with being named the most valuable scholarship student.
Yeah, it's such a phenomenal thing. I didn't expect it. I just got a random email, and I thought, oh, how exciting.
Well, congratulations on that, and good luck to you. Well,
thank you so much.
Our next award is the Outstanding Diversity Advocate Award. First presented in 2010, the Outstanding Diversity Advocate Award is presented by the Commission of the Status of Blacks to recognize administration, faculty, and staff who lead by example in providing exceptional mentoring as well as social and academic support to minority students on Tennessee Tech's campus. Winners of this award are acknowledged for their efforts in helping minority students soar. The award for the Outstanding Diversity Advocate goes to Rose Black.
And Rose Black, the Outstanding Diversity Advocate winner, joins us now. And Rose, congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much.
Now, Rose, what department do you work in?
I work at the library at the front desk.
So how important is it to be an advocate for diversity on campus?
I think it's critical because of where we are geographically in Tennessee. We don't have a whole lot of diversity. It's something that I think we have to work on all the time. I think it's very important.
Now, how long have you been working at the library?
I've been at the library about 8 years. I worked for the university previously in the food service department. I was the caterer for a number of years.
And what do you like best about working on campus?
Oh, I miss the students right now. I like working with the students. It's different every day, and they just bring a lot of energy. I really miss that right now.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody does, and that's why we're talking via Zoom right now. But when you look at diversity on campus, do you feel like that's something that really is progressing on campus, and you think Tennessee Tech is doing a better job at you know, really stressing diversity?
Yes, I think we have come to realize over the years how very important that is, because that's where our strength is in our diversity. And I think Tech has made great strides.
All right. Well, congratulations again on being named the Outstanding Diversity Advocate for this year. And congratulations. And hopefully we'll be seeing you back on campus soon.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to take a break. We've got more awards coming up. Don't go away.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today, where we are celebrating some outstanding students, staff, and faculty. Will the university recognizes and values the importance of academic advising to its central mission, student success. This year's winner for excellence in advising promotes student learning, performance, achievement, progress, and success, expanded opportunities, support engagement, growth, and discovery, and wellness and connectedness. The award for excellence in advising for professional advising is Lauren Nisbet.
And joining us now is Lauren Nisbet, who is the award winner for the excellence in advising for professional advising. And Laura, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks, buddy, for having me here today.
So what does it mean to be recognized by your peers for professional advising?
Well, I think this award is so important, and I'm so grateful to have gotten it. I think it is so nice to just showcase what advisors are doing each day. A little bit of what we do is kind of behind the scenes, so not really seen from everybody from a big picture standpoint. So it's really nice to have this recognition just to show what I and other advisors are doing on campus each day. I'm grateful to have received this. You know, I absolutely love my job, and it encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing and to continue to work hard. Shows me that I'm doing what I'm meant to do, and is really motivating for me. So,
now, what department do you work in, and what do you like best about working in that department?
Yeah, so I am in with the Advisement and Retention Services, and so I am housed in the College of Engineering, and I work with students who are computer science majors and mechanical engineering. And so the College of Engineering has a really supportive work environment. I work really closely with computer science students in the department especially. And so I'm very grateful to have those two departments to work with and really enjoy that student population. At first, when I came on board, you know, I'm not an engineer. And so going into the College of Engineering was a little scary for me at first, but I absolutely love this population of students, and I feel like we connect really well. And I really appreciate their backgrounds and their knowledge on everything. So it's been really good experience for me.
How challenging has it been advising, especially during the spring semester?
This semester has been hard for everyone, right? So I'm very thankful for technology. I will say that I have been loving using Zoom for my meetings with students. And so working from home is different, right? So it's very quiet here. And so I'm very thankful to be able to continue meeting with students just like we would typically, but just doing it virtually instead. And so it's really great to see a friendly face for me. You know, it's been hard working from home, but I'm just kind of trying to keep it the same as it has been, especially in our meetings and our conversations, and just providing a little extra encouragement and, you know, congratulations for making it through this crazy semester.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations on earning the Excellence in Advising Professional Advising Award. That is Lauren Nisbet. And thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, buddy. I really appreciate it.
And there's another award for advising, and that award for excellence in advising for faculty advising goes to Dr. Amanda Carroll.
And joining us now is Dr. Amanda Carroll, who was named Excellence in Advising for Faculty Advising. And congratulations, Dr. Carroll, on your award.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to be nominated, and it means a lot to be recognized for something that means a lot to me.
Now, what department do you work in, and how long have you been working in that department?
So I'm a faculty member in the chemistry department, and this is the end of my eighth year.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about advising in the chemistry department.
So I'm one of three advisors in the chemistry department. This is my third year as an academic advisor, but it's something that I've known that I've wanted to do for a while now. And so it's something that means a lot to me because I know that it can have such a big impact on students. And so I'm happy to be able to kind of play a part in helping them achieve their goals of graduating, but also helping guide them towards opportunities that are going to be really meaningful for them and also make them really good representatives of Tennessee Tech, but also, you know, good members of the chemistry professional community. And so, you know, I encourage students to get involved in research, take advantage of REUs and internships, and get involved in other types of professional development for chemists, as well as, you know, get involved in our departmental clubs and things like that. So it's something that, you know, is really is really meaningful for me because I'm able to kind of see the outcome that it can have on students.
Right. Now, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech, and what do you like about working at Tennessee Tech?
So, this is I'm finishing up my eighth year at Tennessee Tech, but I was actually here for 4 years before that as a graduate student in the Environmental Sciences PhD program. Oh. So I've been at Tech for 12 years. When I came here, I never really thought that I would be here for that long. I thought I would get my degree and move on. But one of the reasons that I stayed at first temporarily as a faculty member, and then I got promoted into a permanent position as a lecturer, is because the atmosphere at Tennessee Tech is great. It's just really student-centered. It's really kind of excellence-driven. We want to make sure that we're producing like good quality students who are going to go out and make a good life and a good career for themselves, but also, you know, be good ambassadors for Tennessee Tech. And so we have students who go all across the country. I know that, you know, we've had just out of the chemistry department, we've had students go to, you know, very prestigious PhD programs. And now, you know, I'm able to kind of see students that graduated when I first got here, you know, now they're PhDs, they're working in industry, they're working, you know, in other universities. And so it's how we're able to kind of impact our students and then also impact the community and the fields and that our students are going into.
Now, has it been a little challenging doing some advising this semester?
It has. So I actually had planned to start my advising right after spring break. And so I advise for, you know, 2.5 weeks or so before registration week starts. And so it was one of those things that we kind of had to kind of, you know, course correct and figure something out. I was actually very lucky to be asked to be part of the advising task force, to be a voice of faculty advisors about how we were going to overcome the challenges from the COVID pandemic and make sure that we were still going to deliver quality advising this semester. So I really like the personal interactions with my students. So I opted not to do email. So what I did was I sent out my advising campaign for them to set up an advising appointment. But with that, I also sent out a survey and I was like, do you want to do a phone advising appointment or do you want to do a Zoom advising appointment? And so that way I could still talk to him because there are things that you can talk to him about, like kind of in a more personal setting that you can't get out of an email. And so sometimes, you know, they're like, oh, everything's going really well. And I'm like, you start asking questions and you find out that, okay, maybe there are some changes that we need to make. So I was happy to be able to do that. And still, even though I couldn't meet with my students in person, still be able to like sit down and talk to them and have that meaningful interaction with them.
Great. Well, congratulations again, Dr. Amanda Carroll, on your Excellence in Advising for Faculty Advising Award. And we hope you have a great summer. I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing some students back on campus in the fall.
Absolutely. I really am. Students are why I do what I do. And so it has been a challenge. I've been talking to a lot of my students via email. I've had some Zoom meetings with them and everything. So yes, I definitely am looking forward to be back in my office and back, you know, on campus with the students in the fall.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Time now to turn our attention to the Outstanding Staff Awards. The Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff Award is given based on a nominee's job performance, attitude, and commitment to university, professional development, and efforts that have resulted in cost savings, increased efficiency, or improved services. The Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff Award goes to Sharon Stevenson.
And joining us now is Sharon Stevenson. Sharon, congratulations on winning the Outstanding Clerical Award. That's got to be very exciting for you.
It is. Thank you.
So what exactly do you do? What is your job, and what department do you work in?
I work with the Center for Career Development, and I assist with everything we do from career fairs to workshops, helping students get career ready.
And what do you like about your job?
I enjoy working with the students and just seeing everybody as they come in and helping them and see them grow and get ready for graduation and their job.
Course, it's been a crazy semester. You know, you haven't really had much communication with students, I'm sure, and you're telecommuting from home. So how has this semester been for you?
Well, actually, we have had a fair amount of communication with our students. We're still working on career readiness, and we email with students, and we have Zoom meetings twice a week with students, ask the director. We have employers who are guest speakers at our workshops that we're having online for the students. So we still have communication, not as much as on campus, but we're still meeting with them.
Right. Now, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
Gosh, I think since 2009.
Anything else you want to add?
I appreciate the opportunity and to work at Tech and to help students. It's rewarding, and I guess that's it.
All right. That's Sharon Stevenson, the Outstanding Clerical Staff Award winner. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, the Outstanding Professional Award is given to one individual annually after a competitive nomination process. This award honors outstanding work, innovation, and attitude. This year's Outstanding Professional Award recipient is Catherine Wallace.
And Catherine Wallace joins us now. She is the Outstanding Professional Staff Award winner. Catherine, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Now, what department do you work in, and what are your duties?
I am in University Advancement, and we are the fundraisers for the university.
And what are some of the duties that you do?
Well, a lot of what we do is raise funds for students, for scholarships, and different programs. Our department is made up of the Crawford Alumni Center, Development and Advancement Services, and all of these individuals work together to really build the endowment for the foundation so that we could benefit our students and our faculty and our staff even.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the things you enjoy about your job?
Well, one of the things that I really love about my job, and you probably would assume that I would say this, but it's the people, because again, I get to work with faculty, staff, and alums. And all of these people have at least one thing in common, and that's our students. So, you know, in University Advancement, we raise funds to benefit these students, but there's usually a tech story that goes along with it. So it's really fulfilling for me to hear everyone's tech stories. If you have a donor who's had an experience with tech, whether they've graduated or not, they're going to have a tech story, and more than likely, that's going to inspire them to kind of pay it forward to another student so that they can have a great experience at Tech too. Or if they're struggling, I mean, it could be anywhere from struggling to get an A in your class to struggling to put food on your table. I think that grads and alums know what it's like to be a student and, you know, want to give. So for me, hearing Tech stories, it never gets old. I mean, it's a highlight of my day. And it's a bit of happy every day.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been working at Tennessee Tech?
It is my 5th year anniversary in April, so more than 5 years now.
Wow. Congratulations. And I guess I would assume that you enjoy pretty much the same thing about working at Tech is, you know, the people and the stories and that kind of thing. But I know, you know, having worked other places, I didn't know if there was something particular that you liked best about Tennessee Tech.
I really like Tech's reputation just because Tech is something that I can believe in. You know, I really never imagined myself working at Tech. It wasn't in my trajectory, but I landed here, and it's just the right fit for me because it's, you know, as an undergrad myself, I, you know, struggled, and then I found some success, and I'm able to share you know, what I've learned with other people. And really, Tech's mission fits my mission, and it's a good fit.
Great. Well, again, Catherine Wallace, the Outstanding Professional Staff Award winner, congratulations on your award. I'm sure you're very appreciative that your peers reached out and thought you were a great professional.
Thank you. Outstanding. Now, I would like to thank the committee and for, you know, Dr. Oldham giving me this award. And I would like to thank Kevin Braswell for nominating me so eloquently and just supporting his whole team with his professional development. It's just been so meaningful.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the prestigious Derryberry Award. Stay with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. You know, the Derryberry Award is the highest honor awarded by the university to a student. The award was established in honor of the late Dr. Everett Derryberry, who retired in 1974 after 34 years as president of the university. This prestigious award is presented to a graduating senior who has exhibited scholastic attainment arising out of moral and intellectual integrity, successful campus activity where participation indicates a commitment to good citizenship, interest in one's fellow person, and instincts for leadership, and physical vigor as shown by fondness for and success in sports, all of which demonstrate potential for future service and effective leadership in American society.
And joining us now is Tennessee Tech President Dr. Phil Oldham. And Dr. Oldham, I know the Derryberry Award is something very special with its namesake, and there's some great finalists when you look at Madison Davis, Shelley Edwards, and Katie Shipley, three very worthy candidates of such a great award.
Yeah, it really is. It is the highest academic honor we bestow to a graduating senior every year. And it does carry the most iconic name on this campus, named after President Everett Derryberry. So it is a tremendous accomplishment. It's a great honor to even be a finalist for the Derryberry Award. So I congratulate all of those individuals who have been so selected. It's my privilege and pleasure now to recognize the winner of the Derryberry Award as Shelley Edwards. So congratulations, Shelley. That is a tremendous accomplishment. It's a great credit to you. Congratulations to your family. I know they're very proud of you, as we are. So congratulations, and I regret that I can't do this personally, but glad we can do it virtually in this environment. So congratulations, and wings up.
Yeah, President Oldham, if you don't mind holding on, we've got Shelley Edwards with us. We're going to speak to her real quick, and then we'll come back with a final word from you. And Shelley Edwards joins us now, the newly crowned Derryberry Award winner. Shelley, first of all, congratulations. I'm sure this has to be a big honor for you.
Thank you. It is. I really appreciate it.
Now, this is the highest award that a student can win. Has that sunk in yet?
It hasn't. I'm really thankful for everyone who has supported me through my college years and who has been there and helped me along the way. And I just feel really thankful for it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your college years. Where did you go to high school? Where did you grow up? And what made you choose Tech in the first place?
Yeah, so I grew up in Rockwood, Tennessee. I've lived here all my life. So it's about an hour and 15 minutes away from Cookeville. So I went to Rockwood High School. And then after that, I actually went to Rome State Community College for 2 years. And then I transferred to Tech, and I was there for 3 years. So my decision to go there, well, my sister went there and she loved it. And also I knew it was a great school for engineering. And it's small and the class sizes are small, and it's just a beautiful campus. And so all of those things kind of combined kind of helped me decide where I was going to go.
So what did you major in, and what are you earning your degree in?
Yeah, so I'm majoring in chemical engineering with a concentration in biomolecular engineering.
Oh, wow. What do you plan on doing with that?
Well, so I'm currently deciding between going to physician assistant school or going to graduate school in chemical engineering. So those are my current two options.
So what's some of the stuff that you've learned, or what are some of your favorite things about majoring in that, and just kind of your Tech experience in general?
Yeah, so in terms of classes and things, I found my passion within chemical engineering to be within the medical side of it. So looking into, you know, diseases and things that people go through and ways that, you know, problems you can work and things you can do to help people in the healthcare setting. So that has been my major interest. And then also outside of class, I've really enjoyed just getting involved on campus. So being part of American Institute of Chemical Engineers, that chapter, and being a student ambassador for the College of Engineering, being in the honors program, all of these things have allowed me to make connections with other professors and then also with other students in other majors and in other grades and things like that. And it has allowed me to really just get involved on campus and give back and get to know other people outside of just going to class.
So how did you find time for all the community service that you're involved in?
Well, I will say that I'm pretty busy. I don't really have much free time outside of school, but I think, you know, that was a good break from me from doing homework and things to get out and volunteer or to go to these chapter meetings and do the activities that they did. So I felt like that was a good break from doing homework and studying and stuff like that.
So I'm sure you were planning on going through commencement services and graduating. Instead, it's going to look a little different. Graduation hasn't been canceled, just postponed. So what has this semester been like with COVID-19 and everything you've had to adapt to?
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely been different. I'm thankful that we were able to have the first half of semester be, you know, normal and be able to enjoy that. I would say it's definitely been different having classes online and not being able to see your peers and your professors, but I feel like we've made the most of it. And, you know, our professors have tried to make it as normal as it possibly can be. And I know the university is doing great things, you know, trying to make sure that all of the graduates feel appreciated and celebrated and, you know, that we're going to actually be able to have a commencement ceremony later, if at all possible. So I think all of these things, like, you know, they're doing the best they can to make it normal. And I think that's great.
Well, again, congratulations on being named the Dairy Berry Award winner. Certainly a prestigious honor. And you certainly are a worthy recipient of that. And good luck to you now. What's next for Shelley Edwards?
Well, I guess, so I'm here at home with my family. And so I guess the plans for the summer are to really just figure out what I want to do next, what my next steps are. For now, just take a little break, enjoy this time with my family. And it's crazy how fast it's flown. But I guess we're just going to see where God leads me next and see what that next step is. So,
well, have a great summer.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, President Odom, you know, along with Shelley Edwards, the Dairy Berry Award winner, there have been some outstanding individuals recognized by the Celebration of Excellence, and I'm sure their efforts make you very proud to be the president at Tennessee Tech.
Oh, it really does, and I want to congratulate each of these individuals for their accomplishments and what they mean to this campus. Tennessee Tech is what it is because of people. It's people that make this place fantastic and a wonderful place to work, wonderful place to get an education. We hold all of you up as exemplars for the rest of us to follow. So congratulations to Madison and Hannah and Rose, Laura, Amanda, Sharon, Catherine. Job well done. You've been recognized by your peers as being the best of the best. And we thank you for your service to Tennessee Tech University.
Well, President Mullen, thank you so much for being with us. And I know it's been somewhat of a challenging semester, but anytime you can recognize excellence and the folks who help make Tennessee Tech what it is and get through a challenging semester, it's always a good thing.
It is. And we look forward to having everybody back on campus soon. Congratulations to everyone and wings up.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.